What goes into your decisions when creating players?
First, I always remember what Brimmer is about and what our core values are. I always think about that someone needs to fit those core values before everything go out to go get them. So when I'm going out to recruit, I'm looking for those type of individuals who will first meet those criteria to be in our community. That's the number one. Once I have that, then I can look to start seeing if they're talent and who they are as the family. And is this an experience that will help bring one for both sides, bring for one?
That's great. So then what prior experience do you have with these recruits? I know you have like a team outside of Denver, but still, like, what prior experience do you have with them? Kids who have been recruited?
Some of them I have a prior experience because they may play on my grassroots team where they played in my organization for the Nice Rivals.
Yeah.
So that's very helpful. So I've already got to know their families and kids in general. And that helps me with that first part. Do they fit our community?
Yeah.
If I don't have a relationship with them, they don't play for me outside of grassroots. I try to spend time with them by going to their games, speaking to their family, maybe helping them in other situations that they may need help in. Some guidance, just try to do anything I can to get them to know who they are and what their family's like, and then have them come up and meet us here at the school and see if this is a good fit for both sides. And I'm trying to find a way to get a prior relationship through coaching them, or I may know them through other people that are my friends and confidant that can help me with who some of these families are.
Yeah, it's great that you get to like get to know all the families. Yeah. So, how are you starting to recruit for sports besides basketball, and how do you want to grow the recruitment program fails other sports?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things when I took over as an athletic director is I've already proven in a capacity that I could do it for the boys' basketball team. So now it's been my goal is to do that now in other sports. So my first recruitment was recruiting coaches. As an AD, my job was to recruit coaches who kind of mimic the same things that I was doing, and then give them my experiences of what I did in order to grow the program and try to help guide them so they can do some similar aspects. The steps that need to be taken, how we work through admissions, how we deal with the financial aid, and the ability to come forward. So I help the coaches first recruit the right big ones, and then I try to walk them through how I did it so they can help grow the programs in other sports.
Yeah, that's great. It seems like there's a lot of really good coaches here. I've heard great things about the other basketball coaches too. So then how do you kind of answer this a little earlier, but how do you help mentor these recruits in their sports journeys? Like mainly once they get to the school.
When they leave here and they go to the school? Or when they come here?
Like when they come.
When they get here? Well, I'm more than just a coach here and just an AD. I feel like it's important to be a role model and a mentor. And in some cases, some of the kids now have as advisees.
Yeah.
So I spend time outside of the sport trying to get to know them and telling them that whatever sport they were in, this is much bigger than that. Yes, that might be something that gave us a commonality that has us here, but that's not who we are. It's just something that we do. So trying to help them understand that once we're here, we work really hard, there's other things that we can get involved in, there's other avenues that we can take to better ourselves. So when I'm here, I just remember that I'm more than just a coach, or I'm more than just an athletic director, I'm more than just a teacher. We're also mentors, role models, and people that help them with their journey through school here. And
yes. It's all really great stuff. So with that, what are your goals for this year for all the new recruits that just came to Brimmer?
The ones that just came in to play on my team are in for, they're going to learn something new about the speed, the talent, the gameplay, these guys that we're playing against. So first, just get them to be acclimated to just compete. There's nothing more that you have to do other than just compete, try your best, give it your all, and then learn how to take that and bring that every day. So that's like all I try to get from them when they first get here. Then as the years go on, then we try to add in more to their play. But first is a big adjustment coming to the school. And there's a big adjustment playing at this level. So all I can do right now is like, let's just compete and get and lay it all on the line and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And now my last question, how far do you picture your team, the B1 boys team, going this year after making it to the finals last year?
Yeah, well, we did. I mean, again, I never, when I started here, it was never in my vision to do some of the things that we've been able to do. I mean, I always strive to do the best we can every day. I couldn't have told you at this time last year, I sat here and said, we're going to go to the championship. And most people would have said, no way. Every day, let's just try to make the playoffs, which is a difficult thing in itself. Only 8 teams make it out of the entire league. So that's just the first goal. Let's just try to make the playoffs. And then when we get there, anything can happen. That's what we did last year. We put a goal to make the playoffs. We made the playoffs as a 7 seed. We knocked off, it was the 2 seed, but it really was 1A and 1B. Like, they were really like that good. And we beat them on the road, which was a fantastic game. And then we turned around and we knocked off 5 seed, in 3rd place, and then went on to play the 1 seed. So let's just try to make the playoffs, do our best, and then we get there, then you never know what might happen.
And was last year the furthest you made it at this
Yeah, that's the furthest we made. We've been to each year, we've gotten a little bit better lately. It was a little run we've had. We made the playoffs 2 years ago for the first time in a while. And then we lost in the first round, then we came back the next year. And we made the playoffs again, and we won a home game. And then last year, we made the playoffs and went to the championship. So we know that we won a home game. We had 2 road games. But we won both of those road games last year and got to the championship. So it's been a fun ride these last 3 years. And we'll just see where we go this year. Again, making the playoffs in our league is already special in and of itself.
Yeah. Well, thanks for answering my questions. I do have one more question, though. My dad went to Providence, and I know AJ went here.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was like 8, 9, 10, I was like watching some of his games on TV, even in person. And that's actually how I really found out about this school from like doing like research on the Providence guys. Where is he now? Like, I know he went to the main Celtics.
Yeah. So AJ actually is here working out. He's here all the time. So we have his NBA balls you can see right here.
Oh, yeah.
He's here constantly. So he played for the Maine Celtics. Got a camp invite with the regular Celtics. Then spent the year at the Maine Celtics. Then he got traded to the Long Island Nets. We asked for that trade so he could have more playing time. And then he broke his tibia right before the year started last year. And it took him an entire year to go through surgery. And now he's back healthy. He's playing, looking to go back into the G League for another year, trying to see if he can get himself one more shot and make an NBA. And then, he should be leaving soon. Training camp starts in the first week of October. And then he'll go from there. And if that doesn't work, he'll go play high level basketball overseas. But yeah, he's still here working. He's still here all the time. He'll probably be in the gym sometime for that injury. He's always needing to go work and he's always getting better. He brings a few guys back here. Then also, we have another kid doing the minor level here. He just finished at Virginia. Went to Marymount and started at University of Virginia last year. He's also going to go to the G League. So they also here working out one of the times. So we've got a few pros now. It's fun. We'll see what happens with AJ. Hopefully, get over the injury. You can make one more try with one at the NBA. And if he doesn't, we'll go over and make a lot of money.
Yeah, it's great that, like, all your former players are still able to come back here, work out, chat with you, and you still have that bond.
Oh, yeah. They are, a lot of them here. Summertime, you come back in the summertime, you'll see them all from college and our pros. They're in the gym working. They love it. They're friends with each other. They root for one another. And try to help each other so they can grow. And then they help the young kids that are here as well. We look out with them and try to help them so that they can get better as well. They follow them throughout the year. We just become one big, just one big family. We don't always just talk about being family. We treat each other like family.
It's all really great. Thank you so much. I'll probably have this article out in the next few days.
Sounds good.
Yeah.